And welcome back to Purple Passion. Brent, Kyle, Stan, and Q here today. And let's get right back into it. Topic number three on the show, Pro Bowl voting. You all made a great point as we headed to commercial. Forget Hawaii. Hopefully go to New Orleans, because that would be where the Super Bowl is, not the Pro Bowl. But the Ravens are well represented right now. I don't know if any of these surprise you. Vontae Leach, Olode Nata, Bernard Pollard, Ed Reed, Jacoby Jones, and Kerry Williams are all right now leading the voting at their positions. The one that kind of jumped out to me was Kerry Williams. Mm-hmm. You know, he had more votes than Ed Reed did.
Well, I think from an Ed Reed standpoint, it's going to be on name recognition. But, sure. But Kerry Williams has had some big plays in key moments. And I think from an interception standpoint, that's where people are looking like, oh, look at this stat. He's leading in interceptions. Right. And he has a touchdown. I'm going to check it off. I think that's where it is, but I think Ed Reed, from a name recognition, people are going to see that.
I think it goes down every year. We talk about the popular vote. That it's the same story. Once you get in, you know, Olode Nata's in, I think you can just put him in the column from
right,
now
Kerry
on.
And Bernard have not been in, so that, those two surprised me. But I think you're right that you just look at – well, he got three touchdowns, so it doesn't surprise me very
it's
much.
It's not surprising. I mean,
yeah.
And he has the dance
but,
moves.
But the four interceptions, usually you have to do that a couple years in a row to build up that name recognition. But I think people just looked at the – let's see, cornerbacks, interceptions, Kerry's got the most. Let's vote for him.
Mm-hmm. Right. And one, Ray Rice, too, is not leading. And you talk about four guys from defense, one from special teams, only one on the offensive side, which is Vontae Leach. So you like to see maybe more on offense. By the way, RG3, number three right now, quarterback in the NFC for
the
Redskins.
Top 10 overall.
In
right?
The top 10 overall. He's very, well, guy's very popular. Our Twitter question this week, and this is a good one. Let's see how you guys feel about this, especially the traditional viewpoints of the NFL. Why does he? It's a nice way of saying veteran.
Yeah. The old man.
Our Twitter question: will the commissioner Roger Goodell really eliminate kickoffs? And this comes from a Time magazine article. He's on the cover. I think it's coming out next week. But in the article, he has an idea. One of the coaches, I think Shiano in Tampa Bay, actually had the idea, but Goodell's floating it now, eliminating kickoffs altogether. The kickoff team would get the ball at the 30-yard line and have a 4th and 15. Does two things. One, then you would punt the ball. Most teams would punt. But if you get in a situation where you would have onside kicked, then you would go for it on the 4th and 15 to see if you can continue a drive. This is radical.
It's radical. It is different. You still have the element of the kicking game in there as far as the punt return. I get it as far as, yes, you're not going to have guys coming down full speed. You're not going to have guys running into each other, you know, in the collision aspect of it. From a punt standpoint, yes, you got two guys blocking each other before they release and try to re-engage one another. But the 4th and 15, it might be easier to convert a 4th and 15 than it is an onside kick. Strategy there that would be interesting.
Well, but you are a little further back, right? So, I mean, if you don't get it, then the other team's going to get even better.
But you're behind. Most of the time when you're onside kick, it doesn't matter.
You're right.
So I wouldn't want to have, you know, Tom Brady or playing against them defensively, Peyton Manning, and say they can score, and then they got to make 15 yards and they get the ball again. Yeah. I think you need to do a study to say what's the best, the equal percentage. Is it 4th and 20 maybe? Getting a non-surprise onside kick, what's the percentage? I think it's in the teens of getting that. So what is the 4th and 20 situation?
Well, the Ravens are 1-1 on 4th and 29.
You're
this
a punter.
Year,
you want more,
right?
You want more opportunities for punters. Yeah.
But you know what? To be honest, I've always loved the kickoff. That is one of the most exciting plays in, you know, that football has, but it has its other side, and this is all about Roger Goodell controlling the narrative and putting it out there. We got to make our game safer. Let me tell you, I was at the game last week. I was watching the kickoff. I was sitting next to an orthopedic spine surgeon, and I tell him, I said, watch the two guys to the left and right of the kick of the kicker. They're going to take you to the ball, and watch what they do. They're taught to put their head, and you guys know this, right between the wedge. And create that collision. Exactly.
I got 8 screws in my neck right now.
It made me think, because I'm sitting next to the spine surgeon. I turned to him, I'm thinking, you know what, maybe that's not a good play. You know, it's tough. It really is.
You've returned kicks. I mean, how dangerous is it? And from that aspect, as a guy that would return kicks,
they took away.
Would you be okay with that?
I in a sense, no.
Taking away a job,
but what I'm saying is they took away the wedge, so now you don't got guys just blindly going down there trying to wedge bust it. Right. They have guys at the 5-yard line, so or where the kick is at, you're only allowed 5 yards back from the spot of the kick, so you're not getting a full speed run. They've changed it up slightly, and I like that. And I like the fact that, Jacoby Jones, Devin Hester, they're going to make an exciting play. It's a big play that can potentially happen. I like that. I don't
Real quick,
see it.
Vote for it. Yes or no? Would you?
I'm all for safety. I don't like sissifying the game, so okay. I'm against
it. I get what
it.
You're saying. I'm with Stan.
So
I'd say
no.
It's a no.
Two no's.
I'm open to change now.
He's a punter.
I'm starting to go that way.
So he's kind of on the fence.
I need to make myself more valuable.
You can't count that vote. You can't count.
And. And we learned a new word today, sissify. So that's going to be in the vocabulary here.
Exactly.
We'll take a break here. When we get back, we'll break down the Ravens-Redskins matchup. You can't even talk.
Oh, my God.
We'll be back.
Be like, yeah, Stan, go out there and put that.